Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The Churches Together in England Forum 2022 has come and gone. Usually held every 3 years, unless a pandemic gets in the way, this is a gathering of 51 member churches, the ELC became a member in 2011, ecumenical county bodies, and 71 bodies in association. These are charities and organizations working in the community and the churches in all sorts of ways. It really is a cornucopia of Christianity in England. The theme was Reconciling Hope, a Broken Church for a Broken World. And I like that disciples of Jesus are confident and hopeful despite brokenness and troubles. The presentations and discussions were very much on how broken the church and the world are, and it is obvious that there is disparity and unevenness among us when we look at COVID-19, Ukraine, in focus now, but conflict, war and terrorist acts are sadly global, racism, increasing church decline and fragmentation, and the environment. One could quickly despair at the misery evident and feel impotent to help. Where does one begin? There are differing views about causation and response, but an acknowledgement that we must do something. If someone is in need in front of us, hopefully we help. But if that person is in another part of the country or the world, how should we help? The marketplace at Forum, where the members and association had stands and stalls, revealed a variety of ways of helping people. Sharing God's word, medical work, reconciliation work, justice work, taxation, the economy and poverty work, helping children, environmental work, working in special places, for example, the Holy Land, supporting the persecuted, and much more. There are many opportunities for service. In one of the workshops I attended, talking about theology as seen in the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere, I commented on and applauded all the opportunities to serve, but asked what was unique about what the disciples of Jesus bring to the world in their service. And the answer for me is the love of God in Christ Jesus and the forgiveness of sins, if you want a summary. Any person, Christian or not, can support organized service and advocacy and the like, and please do. Nevertheless, if the disciples of Jesus don't share law and gospel in word and deed, then who will? Of course, I don't want to play off church against ways of serving. It's not one or the other. It is one, that is the gospel, and how will we practically serve those around us, even the world? Groups of people like people to be the same, or same-ish, and they want everyone to get on board with whatever the group is doing. Translated into congregations, this can be seen as everyone should support this or that project, service, crisis, or auxiliary that the congregation supports. I understand this. Nevertheless, a Christian congregation should be one place marked by unity and variety. The unity is the gospel, and Jesus unites us in his grace through baptism. The variety is how we serve. Some want to help the poor, others the unborn, others the persecuted, others the environment. Some want to raise funds, others want to write to their MPs, some want to march, others to visit. Some want much more prayer and more. I think congregations should encourage members to be active as they see the need, but resist pressuring all the other members to join in everything church members are doing. And that can be hard. Social conformity is a pressure that congregations should recognize so that we conform to the gospel and we are creative in living out our discipleship in the world. Congregations can be the support place from which members go out into the world and work privately or with others in all sorts of organizations in serving the world. I think Luther's teaching on vocation, think Table of Duties in the Small Catechism, leads us similarly. I did enjoy the CTU Forum 2022. Yes, there is a tapestry of Christian teachings, and yes, we don't all agree. And there are so many opportunities to serve. I glimpse each Sunday, and I glimpsed at the forum, the Una Sancta, the one holy church of our time and place. We know what we teach and believe and can encourage each other in our discipleship. At Forum, I had a moment to learn how other disciples of Jesus think, talk, and walk, and the local and the ecumenical are part of our church life today. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you love us and make all things new in Christ. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your kindness, and make known your heavenly glory in the renewal of our lives. Draw us together around your word and sacraments, and then send us out to serve. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.